Content. Spill the tea, sister.
I mean, these people may have not actually been like this in real life, so I'm just gonna put that out there. Like, it's not who they are now, but like then,
meteor coming towards.
Wait, like who annoyed me? Like who was annoying?
Who was annoying?
Maybe sometimes I felt like, oh my god, do I really have to answer this?
Yes, you do.
Do I dead ass?
Yeah, just answer it. Come on.
Okay, maybe sometimes.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Goat Fam LA podcast, the GFLAP, the Goat Fam LA pod. So today we are here with a very special guest, also known as a new member of Goat Fam LA, also known as our good friend, Abby Maz.
What's up, guys?
Welcome to the show, Abby. Everybody give Abby a round of applause. So we were going to have our good friend Justin on this podcast. Unfortunately, we don't have four microphones. You guys might have seen him in the latest video, or you actually didn't because Brian cut him out of it, but that's going to be for another episode. But Abby, today, you know, we're just going to get to know you, get to know your personality, talk a little bit about life, let the viewers get to know you.
For sure.
Me and Cole have a bunch of questions for you, and we have some things that we'd like to ask you about. So first of all, how's your day going?
It's going good. It's been super fun hanging with you guys.
And you're from New York, right?
Yes, I am from New York. Yes, Long Island.
Fun fact, everybody that's watching this, I don't know if you know this, but you actually probably do know this, but I grew up in New York for like 4 years. Four years? Lindenhurst.
That's Long crazy, Island. Bro. Like, that's wild.
Yeah. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in, like, Orange County, I guess.
Yeah, that's, boring.
Near the beaches and stuff. Yeah.
So your mom actually told us some things that we want to ask you about. So
okay,
the first thing, you can sing.
Whoa, wait.
Well, it says right here, according to your music teacher, she says you were a really good singer.
Okay, yeah.
And they asked if you could sing for us.
I used to when I was younger. I took singing lessons, but I haven't for many years. But it might be something I might get back into. You never know.
So you forgot how to sing?
No, I just like would need like practice and warm ups.
Just like give us a little like Madison Beer right
oh,
now.
Oh God, no! But I love Madison.
Maybe some like T Swift, like.
Maybe off camera. I don't know. Hmm. We'll see.
Also, we know you and your mom are getting closer with my mom.
Yes.
This is something that a lot of the viewers are always asking. What do the people think of Mama Magnus? And I don't want you, like I said, you don't have to be super nice and, honest opinion. What's your opinion on Mama Magnus?
I love Mama Magnus. I've, you know, known Mama Magnus for about a year now, and I think she's really awesome. She's great. I love Mama Magnus.
It's funny because that's literally what everyone says, and like people think that they're lying when they say that.
No, but I mean it. Really, Teresa has such a good heart. Mama Magnus is amazing.
What do you think about Mama Magnus?
I like Teresa. She's cool.
Yeah.
Would you like to like elaborate on that? Like, there's got to be like
we love it? Her. We love
her. Yeah, she's like, I would say she's like my second mom. I'm here a lot, and I spend a lot of time with like Gavin and his family, and they're super cool people. And
well, like Cole hasn't been spending as much time with me like recently, just because like he's like switching up. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So back to Goat Fam, and you know like YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have you like before you joined and stuff, and like before you started like, you know, working with us, did you ever like watch Goat Fam or like the channel, like know anything about me or like?
I've loved Goat Fam for so many years since you've done videos with Piper. Loved you guys.
Really?
And when you guys started doing GoFam, I was like obsessed. I would watch you guys like all the time. Like since I was really young.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was your first video that you remember watching?
So I remember like first watching you on Piper's channel and then finding you from there and then like looking you up and like Crushin' came out and that was like a big thing. Like, and me and my friends used to listen to it and we used to be like, oh my God, we love like Gavin Madness.
Can you sing that for us, Crushin', real quick? Just like a bar.
Can we
two?
All do it? Can we like all
yeah,
do
ready,
it?
Ready? 3, 2, 1. How about I take you out?
We're going to start from the beginning.
Let's do like the chorus.
Okay, okay.
I've been crushing on you.
Oh
yes, I have. Yeah, I've been crushing on you.
What a fire bop.
Literally.
It aged so well.
It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's like Dude, that song has some major throwbacks.
Yeah, it
does. You're obviously in a squad with a lot of few boys who, and by the way, your secret is safe with me. Like, I won't tell. Like, this is like totally not in like public. Like,
right.
who do you think is like the most attractive boy in the group? Like, who do you find the most attractive? Like, answering honestly, let me fix my hair just so, like, in case she says me.
I don't know how to answer this because I go a lot based on personality too, getting to know someone. So it's kind of. Well,
who do you think has the best personality in the group?
Well, I feel like I've gotten to know you the most, mm-hmm. and you have a really great personality.
Yeah.
I feel like really, really cool, really sweet, really outgoing.
You wouldn't say it's like Brian?
I mean, Brian's iconic, of course.
Or like Tyler?
Of course. Of course. Them too.
Who do you like better, Brian or Tyler? It's okay. Like I said,
I can't choose.
You can choose.
I like both. No, I can't.
No, you can choose. She can choose.
No, I can't. No. Why don't you guys choose?
Brian.
I would probably have to say Brian just because I've known Brian for like 4 years. But, you know, T Rizzle's got a special place in my heart. I like him a lot. So what made you want to join Goat Fan?
So I feel like you guys seem like. Like, I feel like a lot of people say this, but you guys seem like a super cool friend group. It's super cool you guys, like, make content that I guess you could say is more, like, edgier. And as I'm getting older in the industry, I love, like, having, like, a good, solid friend group where we can all be there for each other. But also work together, too, as well.
Yeah.
It's hard finding, like, really good, genuine people out here in LA and everything. So it's really cool. When I met you guys, it was...
It is hard finding, you know, good, genuine people, like, especially here in LA. Like, how have you... You know, with your experience in LA, like, how have you navigated through finding, like, real people, like, avoiding, like, the fakeness of the city?
It's definitely taken a while. You know, I've been through a lot with a lot of different people. You know, it definitely just, it's great to be here now with you guys because it seems like it's pretty solid and it's pretty real. But I feel like, you know, you definitely go through your fake people, but keep your circle small, definitely. You know, keep your circle real small.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's true. Who would you say annoyed you the most in season two? Like I said, like,
oh, that's a good one.
You can be honest. Actually, just so you know how honest you can be, you can answer that first.
Yeah, please.
Who annoyed you the most in season two? I would probably have to say Brian or Justin.
Wait, season?
Did you just say who was in season two?
Yes.
You were in season two.
Okay, so we have Justin. Abby.
Justin was in season two.
He was cut out of it. But we have Justin.
No, I thought this is season three.
This is season three. So are you talking about the last season?
Season two. Oh, wait. Was it season two or season three?
It was season two.
Oh, yeah, season two. Who annoyed you the most out of season two? Not three. I'm thinking of three. Wait, who annoyed you the most out of season two? You know, just the old members.
Oh. Who annoyed me the most? Who didn't I like?
Like, who just annoyed you the most?
I'm trying to think. Like, I hate them all pretty equally. So, like, it's hard to single out one, you know? But if somebody had to take the cake for most annoying, probably be like Ava Montpere or somebody like that.
Dude, that's foul.
Is it, Gavin? How about you answer the question?
All right, what about you? Who's your least favorite?
Well, that's kind of difficult because I feel like it's going to start drama. No, if I name somebody, it's
not going to start drama. If anything, it's good for the show.
I mean,
content.
Spill the tea, sister.
I mean, these people may have not actually been like this in real life. So I'm just going to put that out there. Like, it's not who they are now. But like then, God, how do I answer this? Because I feel like it's going to just start more drama with the people that are not in it anymore.
You have 3 seconds.
Meteor coming towards
Wait,
the
like
Earth.
Who annoyed me? Like, who was annoying?
Who was annoying?
Oh, too late. Earth was already destroyed.
They still have to answer.
Okay. Maybe sometimes I felt like, oh my God, do I really have to answer that?
Yes, you do.
Do I dead ass?
Just answer it. Come on.
Okay, maybe sometimes I felt like Electra went a little too far with certain things she said. It doesn't mean that she was like a bad person, like, but sometimes I felt like she may have went a little far with something she
no,
said.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you think was, this is a more like, just, this isn't such a bad question. I'd say this is more of a neutral, like, just like, well, this is how it is. Like, who do you think was the most talented in season two? Like, who do you think was like the most talented person? I would say Cole Higgins.
Yeah.
He's got lots of talent.
I agree.
So. Mm.
Same. I'm completely lying. But who do you think is the most talented?
Well, so we're talking about for season two, right?
Yes, from season two.
I feel like, honestly, you. I mean, like, your music is... No, honestly, you worked really hard. And I feel like you didn't get involved in the drama as much. Which was
No, I did.
You think?
Yeah.
Like, all, like, the relationship stuff? And
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. I'm always stuck in the middle, like that one TV show.
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle.
But, I mean, how have you enjoyed, you know, your experience with GoFam so far with the two episodes we've done already? Like, how would you say your experience has been, like, working with everyone? Like, who do you have, like, the strongest connection with, you think?
Probably strongest connection so far would be Gigi, because I've known her for, like, almost a year now, and, like, I'm really close with her. But, I mean, I'm totally open to get to know everyone more. It's been a great experience so far with all of you guys. It's been great. You guys are super cool and outgoing.
You wouldn't say, like, you like me the best?
No, I mean, of course. Of course. And, I mean, especially after today, getting to know you more, you're definitely...
Yeah,
no.
we all went on a drive today. I took them to a Wiener Schnitzel. I don't actually like Wiener Schnitzel. I think it's really gross. But you had your first root beer float today?
I did. It was a big moment. Yeah.
She had her first root beer float today.
Yes.
I think they're mid. I think the Oreo shake was way better. Root beer float.
Did she get a Reese's Pieces shake?
Yeah, didn't you get Reese's?
Yeah, I got a Tyler Hill shake. Reese's Pieces.
Lifesaver gummy. Who do you think was the least talented in the group?
Come on. These questions are so hard.
I mean, you can answer it.
No, but I don't know because everybody, I don't. No, everybody, I honestly feel though everybody was super talented last season. I mean, a lot of people could, No, because I feel like everybody had like a talent.
Define
like,
talent.
Singing, rapping, acting, whatever, modeling, whatever it might be. So I feel like, stop laughing. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's difficult because I feel like everyone had their own talent. I don't really know.
Do you think modeling is a talent?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I would say modeling is more of like...
You're just born like...
No. Yeah. Like modeling can be a talent though. Like runway modeling, like you have to like... fully like know how to do that.
Really?
Like that's not just something you...
Well, I mean, I guess you could... What do you think? Do you think that would be considered a talent? Because you have to... I mean, I would say...
No, but you have
kind
to practice
runway... Because yeah, you have to like practice walking the runway and like...
Is that like... Let's be honest.
No, deadass, that is...
Well, I mean, give us a runway walk right now. I'd
yeah, Cole, like...
Me?
We want to see.
I honestly feel like the practice would not be that difficult.
No, but you think that, but it actually really, really is. No, you have to get, like, a certain walk. Like, you gotta
walk.
Be like, no, but it's not just, like...
But you're walking.
No, but it's not just you're walking. You have to, like, practice for hours a day. Like,
walking?
Walking.
You have to practice hours a day. A day walking.
Yeah, it's a certain walk. It's like we put your one foot in
front of
the
other. Are these newborn infants we're talking about, or?
No, but it is like something you have to practice. Definitely.
I feel like this is a controversial.
I feel like this is somewhat controversial.
I agree.
I feel like honestly, models are just like.
No,
born
but I'm not talking about like Instagram
like,
models. Like I'm talking about even like.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Isn't
like,
Kendall Jenner the only like non-prosthetic like member in her family? Like,
Kendall?
Yeah, it's Kendall.
The skinny
like
one?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's like the
most... She's definitely
she's
the most
only
attractive
natural
one.
And she's like the only natural one that hasn't gotten any plastic surgery or anything.
But she has to practice for like hours a day walking.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like... I think any profession that requires some sort of practice is a skill. You know what
skill
I'm saying?
Skill is different than talent, though. Skills are...
No,
like,
but that could...
Talent,
like,
you're just born with, like... Natural talent.
I don't agree with that though.
You don't agree that you're born with talent?
No, because
here's how
can,
I
like,
put it.
Talent and skill are different.
Not really though.
Talent and skill?
No, I mean like it is, but like talent, you could find your talent and then get good at
you can
it. Like
find
you're not
your
born. You're not.
No, like.
Okay,
I think...
back to the Goat Fam questions.
Yeah.
Who do you think was the most underrated of season two? The most underrated. Like the person, like, who do you think, like, was, like, low-key underrated? Like, season two, we had me, Tess, Electra, Kylea, Kaylani, Cole, me, Jake, Capri, Dre, Sky.
Landon, right?
Okay. Maybe Tess, because I love Tess, and she's super talented.
A good singer, yeah.
I mean,
Tess is
I
talented.
Yes, she is. She's super cool. I feel like she was the most underrated, because, I mean... You didn't see her too much?
Yeah.
And I mean, she's super cool.
On God, Tessa's so underrated, dude. Like, on God.
Hey, he had a big crush on Tess.
Me and Tessa's, like, crushes mutual, you know?
Oh.
No, but wait. Who did you think was the least talented on season 2? You never answered that.
She always got to let out a...
Yeah.
I'll go first if you want.
Yeah, can you please?
I don't know who.
Yeah, but it's like hard because I feel like you kind of have to be talented in some kind of way to be
I think Landon's the least talented.
Yeah, I think
okay, maybe I'll agree with you because I don't
and
know what
guess
his
what
talent
he does?
Is.
Modeling. Yeah.
No, but I feel like if he... No, maybe I'll agree with you because I don't know because even like... I don't know. I mean, does
just
he,
say
like,
Landon.
Okay, sure, Landon.
Because he's a model and that's
okay.
his talent.
So,
but like, does he really model? Like, does he like Instagram model or does he... Model for brands.
He's trying to model for brands, right?
But has he?
Dude, I don't know, bro.
Okay, so then like, yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Feelings.
So we're just gonna play like a little opinion based game.
Okay.
If you answer right by our judgment, then you can stay. If not, like you're gonna have to get kicked out.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
You can ask the first one. This is a Cole type of question. So.
These have like no relevance.
That's the point.
Okay, pizza or fish tacos?
Pizza. I don't like fish.
What do you like better, pizza or fish tacos?
Depends what kind
He's
of
like,
fish
oh,
tacos.
Man, it really depends. I mean, I'd have to go
it
with
depends.
Both.
It depends, man. Depends what kind of pizza. Depends where the pizza's from, you know? Depends what kind of fish tacos it is, you know? It depends what the kind of fish it is.
Okay.
But, you know, that's a hard question.
Oh, this is very, a good question. Rare. Because, like, this is more of like a dessert, like, treat kind of question.
Okay.
What do you prefer, boba or ice cream?
Boba.
Boba or coffee?
Boba.
Okay, both of those answers were very incorrect. First of all, ice cream is way better than boba. Second of all, coffee is way better than boba.
No,
I agree with that. I disagree with that. I think boba's better than coffee.
Boba's so good.
You think ice cream is better?
No, I think ice cream is better than boba, but I think coffee is not as good.
Yeah, I don't like coffee.
Cold weather or hot weather?
Hot. I mean, like, no. No, 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 no. I like what?
Out. The door's right there.
Do you really want me to leave right now?
Yes. No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking.
Okay. So.
Why do you like hot weather? Hot weather?
You like hot weather.
Because, like, I feel like it reminds me of the West Coast, and I just love that. But, no, I like cold weather, too, because, like,
I mean, you grew up
the
in
heat.
The East Coast,
no,
though,
but
so
I,
that makes sense why you'd like hot weather.
I don't like
feeling
hot.
Wait, hold on. Why am I saying hot weather? It's hot weather. That explains why you like hot weather better.
Actually, now that I think about it, cold weather to her is like way different than our cold weather.
No,
like,
that's the thing, because cold weather to me lasts most of the year, and then the only like 3 months is summer that I get warm weather. So like I do like taking advantage of that, but then like the rest is literally just cold.
The coldest it gets here is like 50
and
degrees.
The cold gets kind of like seasonal depression, like not really, but like it's kind of like when it's for months at a time you see like no sun.
And it's weird because like I like when the sun's out. I like my favorite weather is like this little bit of rain.
Yes.
And then the rainbow and it's like a little cloudy,
and then
but
the sun comes
still
out.
Patches of blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my go-to weather.
Yeah.
Okay. Beach or mountains?
Beach. Definitely.
That's valid.
A good answer.
That's
valid. Yeah, I love
valid.
That.
I'm not asking that one.
I'm scared.
Cole or Justin? Now, we were talking about them before they came here, so... Give us your honest answer.
Wait. Okay.
I mean, you know they won't get offended.
World's ending if you don't answer.
Okay, like... Okay, but I don't know you guys for too long, so how am I supposed to...
Three.
First impressions.
Who do you like better so far? The answer could change later down the road on another podcast.
Okay. Maybe Justin, because I feel like...
No, Cole, listen.
Because, like, I feel like Justin was kind of... No, Cole,
don't
because...
Talk to me.
Oh, wait, let her explain why.
No, because I feel like...
Justin's 6'4", and, like, he's super cute.
No, because I feel like... No, you kind of came off low-key kind of mean in the first time I met you. Like, not
did.
The second time, but the first time. I mean,
was
no,
the
wait.
First time we
no,
met?
No, not the first time, but the second time. The haunted Roosevelt Hotel thing.
Was
you
I mean that
such,
or
you
the
were
next
such
one?
A you were so
you were a little more
like it was
yeah
It's so that wasn't just you though. He was looking and dick.
No, I know, but that was like my first impression. So I feel like her first impressions definitely.
Okay, Gigi or Gabby?
Okay,
she's gonna pick Gigi.
Well, obviously. I love them both, but definitely probably.
Why do you have to say you love them like you love them both?
Yeah,
no,
like
because I
like,
do.
Just be like, nah, no, but
no, but definitely Gigi because I'm a lot closer to her and I've known her for longer.
Uh-huh. And you just don't like Gabby as much.
No, I do like Gabby, but I feel like I clicked more with Gigi. But Gabby is so cool, and she just our vibes are not like as similar as me and Gigi, so I feel like we kind of clicked like that. I do like them both.
Crush and Remix or Shotgun Rider?
Shotgun Rider. No, but I like both, but Shotgun Rider.
Can you sing it for us?
Can we all sing it? This
is awkward. No, sing it for me.
No, I'm not singing on.
Okay, ready? Okay. Right.
You're not going to sing, are you?
No, we are.
No, we are, but we have
Shotgun
a surprise.
Rider in 3, 2, 1.
Okay,
starting from You Can Be My Shotgun, okay?
Do you know it from You Could Be My Shotgun?
Yeah, but I'm not singing it by myself. You guys are
okay, we're going to sing it with us.
You Could Be My Shotgun Rider. Why'd you stop?
Wow, you weren't even singing it. She was mouthing the words. She was
no,
singing.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, You Could Be My Shotgun Rider
first.
I see what you got. Because I know what you guys are doing.
Damn, if just Justin was here, he would do it.
Can you sing it for us?
Yeah, can you come and sing us?
We want you to sing it real quick.
Yeah, hurry. Come.
Come sing it for us. Hurry. 6'4 galore in the building. This mic right here.
Crouch over. Oh, no.
Shotgun Rider.
Sing it for us real quick.
Let me pull up the lyrics. You literally know it, bro. I know you know it, too.
No, 1 second.
I love how I'm in his recent searches.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
Can you sing it with me?
Yeah.
Can you
sing it? I got it. We'll sing it together.
Okay, ready?
Come over here.
You could be my shotgun rider, first class flyer.
We all should.
Wow. Why'd you stop?
Why'd you stop?
Oh, I thought she was singing.
No, we wanted you to sing it.
No, we wanted you to sing it, not me.
All right, run it back.
Okay, go.
All right. You're singing it with me, though, and you're not stopping.
You could be my
shotgun rider, first class flyer. Every time you walk, you take the whole room higher. They say things about me, but they still all liars. Trouble getting harder, but we still hot wild. Shotgun rider, first class.
Okay. Pause.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're good. You can get out.
Copyrighted?
No.
It's like copyrighted. It's his song.
All right, get out of here. Go back under your...
Scram, kid.
All right. So, there's just one topic. We saved the best for last.
Okay.
Apparently, we've met 3 years ago.
Okay. This is a crazy story. So,
I'd love to hear this because I don't do
that. Yeah, I was always a fan of Gavin. Like, from
fun fact? Me and Cole actually met 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's true.
Wait, when? How?
So we met at the science lab.
Are you being serious?
No, yeah, I'm not even joking. We were getting
this is funny. No, this is a funny story.
It's a funny story. So we were both at the science lab, and it was on a school field trip, and it was like a bunch of schools were going to what's the place called?
The Science Cube.
Yeah, the Science Cube, yeah. And there's this thing where like you have to see who can get like the rocket higher, and like I was getting mine higher, and like he got super pressed, and he was like. He started like pushing me.
Is this like a real story?
Yeah, he started like pushing me and like we were pushing each other and we were really little. And he was like obviously like taller than me and bigger than me. And I was like, dude, and I had like no friends. And like Cole, I remember like I just like ran away and I ran into him later in the day and he was like, dude, I'm sorry about what happened earlier. I just got to accept that like you're better at that game than me. And I was like, dude, it's fine. What's your name? And he was like, I'm Higgins. Nice to meet you. And I was like, my name's Gavin. And then like I never talked to him again. Now we're like best friends. It's just so weird.
That's
yeah, we
so
gotta
crazy.
Run it. We gotta run it back at Science Cube. Not gonna lie,
we should. Okay, tell me this story, please.
Okay, so I was like a huge fan of you for years, like ever since you were like doing videos
Cole
with
was
Piper
too. And Justin.
Dead ass, like really?
No.
So I came out to LA for the first time like 2 years ago, October 2020. And I wanted to meet you so bad. Like, I wanted to join GoFam then. You had just, like, redone a GoFam then, and, like, there were a ton of new members, and I was so excited. So I came out, and I also get, like, horrible plane sickness. Like, I have, like, altitude sickness, so I was so sick, too, like, keep in mind. So when I got to L.A., the second or first night, Saddle Ranch was, like, the big deal, so everyone was going to Saddle Ranch. And I was like, oh, my God, Mom, like, my dream is to go to Saddle Ranch and meet Gavin. But this was just something that I totally made up. Like, obviously, I didn't know you were going to be there that night. And So I was like getting ready and I'm like throwing up. I'm so sick. And my mom's like, you're going to meet Gavin. Like you're totally. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, I mean, I want to, but he just went there last night. Like it was crazy. So I got to Saddle Ranch and I'm standing on the line and you're standing right next to me, like sitting and eating. And this was totally not planned. Like I had no idea you were there. Like no idea.
Was it outside or inside?
Outside.
Wait, how long ago was this?
2 years ago.
It's during the content house days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. That makes me sad to think about the continent. That was like such a big part of my life that like.
Was he eating a pretzel?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
Dude, have you ever been to Saddle?
I've literally gone with you like.
I love Saddle
10
Ranch.
Times.
Remember but yeah. That's crazy. London? Okay,
yeah, but then so like, then okay, so I was so excited. I'm like, Mom, so I see you next to me and I'm like, Mom, Gavin Magnus is right next to me. And mm-hmm. I was like the biggest fan of you. Like, I was like, oh my God. And my mom's like, okay, ask for a picture. Meanwhile, I'm so sick too. Uh-huh. So then my mom and me were like, could we get a picture? You hopped over the fence for me. Like, which I was like over the moon. I'm like, oh my God, Gavin just hopped over the fence for me.
Really?
You like literally, and you were so sweet and you took a picture and it was so insane. Like, and I manifested that. Like, I totally, like, was like...
Do you have the picture?
I do.
I oh, my God. It. Please show me.
Yes. Hold on. We look so little.
Did he have his little pineapple hair?
What? That's you?
Yeah. I had brown hair. I'm not even kidding you. That was... I was, like, beside myself. You also
he
made
still
a
does
video-
the same thing in pictures, dude. Oh, no, wait. Now you do this.
No, you literally also made a video for my cousin, and it was so funny, because I was, like, freaking out.
That's crazy.
Literally.
Wow. That's crazy.
And what's crazy is I manifested this for years because I wanted so badly to be in GoFam. And I'm like, Mom, I need to meet Gavin. I was telling my entire family. And I came out and I met you and it was crazy.
That's wild.
It was so insane. I was like beside myself. I was like crying.
Wait, was it just, were you just with you and your mom?
Yep. Yeah, it was my first time ever out in LA, like in California in my life. Yeah.
Crazy.
And it was like the second night and I was so sick and I was like, I'm gonna meet you.
How long were you in California?
For like a week then. Yeah. Like it was just like a quick trip, like just to see it.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's a cool story. I don't remember. That's so weird.
Do you like
I don't remember
that
no.
night at all? Oh gosh. Yeah. It's crazy.
Who was I with?
You were with Coco.
Makes sense why I don't remember that night. All right, guys, so this is going to be it for this episode. We're going into the audio-only version. So, everyone watching this, go over to Spotify right now to listen to the rest of the podcast. Get the exclusive. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, turn on post notifications, and follow us all. The links are down below. Love you guys. Later. All right, so we're here in the audio-only version. We just finished talking about the story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of how we met for the first time in L.A.
Crazy
story, by the way.
It's insane. No, it was so funny because I literally, like I said, I manifested it. I was like dreaming of meeting you.
That's super wild.
And it was like not only that, but years before that, I like was talking about that. Like it wasn't even just then. I was like, oh, like since they got the content house, like I like Gavin. Like it was years before that.
Dude, you hear that, guys? Dreams do come true.
They
dreams
really do.
Come true.
Yep.
What would you say has been like your most like favorite thing about LA?
Definitely like how it can really grow your career. Like I feel like in New York it's a little harder because people don't understand as much like
understand spit it out
so people don't understand as much.
I'm sorry, that's just cool. Sorry, audio only viewers.
So people don't understand like influencers and like models and singers, actors, like as much in New York as they do here. And
really?
I feel like that's my favorite. Well, I mean, they do like New York City, but it's more.
Isn't
like,
New York Fashion Week like the biggest thing ever?
But yeah, but it's mainly for like people that are older. Like I'm saying for us, like teenagers and stuff who want to actually make a career, like as a teenager out in LA, it's a lot easier.
Yeah. So. What would you say like, well, was your when we met, was that your first time coming to LA?
Yes.
Really?
It was my first time ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why did you come to LA? Was it just to meet me or did you have other stuff planned?
It was kind of because I just wanted to see what it was like because I knew. Like, I wanted to kind of see what the vibe was because I always had a dream of coming out to LA.
Yeah.
From when I was, like, three, so.
Did LA meet your expectations or exceed them, or like was it like overrated?
No, I just don't understand what people are like, oh, LA doesn't look like how it is on social media, because I felt like
it does, but not downtown LA.
I learned the hard way from going to downtown.
Anybody who lives in downtown LA must be miserable. Like they must drive Teslas.
Don't understand that.
Like, and they probably sell their Teslas like for like a Hyundai Elantra or something like that.
But like, yeah, did it meet your expectations or what? Like,
for sure. No, I thought it was like really realistic to how it is on social media.
What was the first place you went when you came to LA? Was it Saddle Ranch?
It was Santa Monica, because I stayed in Santa Monica. That was my first place, but then Saddle Ranch was my second, so it was super cool.
Ever played GTA 5?
No, but isn't that like where the pier, like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, that's still crazy to me that night, because I don't remember that.
Yeah,
it's
like surreal to me. Oh wait.
Well, it's also like I probably also don't remember. Wait, what? You have what?
I have another picture too.
Let me see.
Really good. Hold on.
But I probably don't remember that because the amount of times I've been going to Saddle for probably 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I've met so many fans and supporters there.
Right.
Like,
whenever I go with you, somebody always approaches. Like, one time I went with you, like, five people approached us.
Yeah, like, every time I go there, there's always a lot of people, like, noticing me. So, it's like, dude, there was one point where, like, when Saddle was at its...
Yeah.
Bro. Two years ago. Like, if I knew you 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, we were going to Saddle. When Saddle was at its prime, like, ever... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That picture kind of scares me, but like it's fine.
That's
yeah.
Cool. But yeah, when Saddle was at its prime, bro, like Bieber was going there, Madison Beer, like
yeah,
bro, like I'm and like it, you would have to wait a week to get reservations.
Yeah,
and,
like, I had to wait in line for 2 hours. Like the night I met you,
dude. And then it's funny because that night I just called the manager. I was like, "Yo, Jeff, can I get a table?" Sure, right.
Oh, I love Jeff. He was so nice.
Yeah. So, like, but now Saddle's dead.
It's dead.
Hey, mark my words, how much you want to bet Dobrik's is going to be, like, the new poppin' place in LA? And it's right next to Saddle.
You can't bring more business back to Saddle.
No. Yeah.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Well, yeah, if...
It'll bring new eyes, people who haven't been to Saddle yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so dead. Like, there's no one there, like, whenever I go there.
Maybe. But, I don't know, I feel like Saddle's a little overrated.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. Food was... What do you think? Did you like the food?
Did I like Saddle? I don't even know what I got, bro. I think I just got a pretzel like you. I mean, I've never had, like, their food, so...
I think the vibe is, like, why everyone loves it, though. It's not even really about the food, but I feel like it's
the
vibe.
Yeah, the vibe is super cool.
Like, it just...
Don't they have, like... They have, like, strawberry lemonade or something.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking about, it's, like, really good.
Yeah. But, no, man.
Dude, you know I have to get braces again?
Really?
Yeah.
Say swear.
Swear. Okay. I have an appointment like November like 18th.
To get them?
Yeah, to get them on.
Let me show your teeth. Why?
Because I have this gap right here.
Where? Where's the gap?
Right here. Are you done? Do you not see it? What? My teeth don't touch.
I don't see the...
You don't... Bro. Literally right here.
Wait, point to the tooth.
It's not, it's like this whole side. My top teeth don't touch my bottom teeth.
Oh, like that?
No, like this. Bro, are you tripping?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's super
obvious. Okay, I'll take a picture. I'll show it to you.
Have you had braces?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Invisalign?
I'm getting Invisalign.
Yeah, I'm on Invisalign right now. Who would you say is like your favorite person you've met out here in LA? Besides me.
I mean, I've met, like, practically everyone in the industry.
Have you met any celebrities out here?
I'm trying to think. No, I feel like I've met someone, but why am I, like, totally blanking? I met this, like, one dude. He, like, interviews everyone. I have no idea what his name is.
Paparazzi Gamer?
No, like, he, like, interviews Ariana Grande, Madison Beer, all, like, the top.
Nardwar?
No, like, I don't know. I, like, kind of met him. Hollywood Fix? No. Like, he, like, actually does, like, YouTube interviews. I like kind of met him at Saddle Ranch. I don't know. Like
Hot
he's
ones?
Kevin Wong?
Maybe. I don't know. But I feel like it's kind of hard lately, though. Like, there hasn't been anything really going on in LA. Like, I feel like to meet, like, celebrities. I don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
Like, I feel like Saddle Ranch was the place to meet, like,
I don't know. I feel like 2 years ago was LA's prime. I mean, LA's kind of, like, boring now.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, like, every celebrity is moving out of LA. Like, LA is
so true.
Such a failed society.
It's so true.
I think we can wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you, Abby, once again for being on the podcast.
Thank you guys for having me.
You guys are definitely going to be expecting more. She's going to be in a lot, obviously, Goat Fam now. Yes. Excited for the new season.
So excited.
We got Cole here. Yes, and then we got Justin here. Yeah. We'll see you guys in the next podcast episode. Make sure you guys are subscribed and listening on Spotify. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Later.
Bye. Adios.